Welcome to another in our series of Politics and Review podcasts. Once more, Florida politics headlines our weekly message, but this time with more apparent clarity. Over the past 2 weeks, we've covered whether Orlando area Congresswomen Stephanie Murphy and Val Demings would run for governor, senator, or simply seek re-election. Ms. Murphy made a personal declaration this week, saying that she will seek re-election and not run for any statewide office, choosing to help build the Democratic Party from her current post. The announcement seems to provide more momentum for Representative Demings becoming the party's consensus U.S. Senate candidate in hopes of challenging two-term Republican incumbent Marco Rubio. The developments have now encouraged Democratic hopefuls to begin announcing for what will be a redistricted open Orlando Metropolitan Congressional seat that Ms. Demings will be vacating. Vermont's Patrick Leahy is the third longest-serving Senate-only member behind the late venerable Senators Strom Thurmond and Ted Kennedy. Indicating a willingness to run for a ninth term next year, he was first elected in 1974, Senator Leahy will become the most senior member in history if he wins another term, which is a virtual certainty, and completes the entire 6 years. Senator Leahy will be 82 years of age at the time of the 2022 election. People continue making moves in preparation for the next campaign season. Matt Dolan is a co-owner of the Cleveland Indians Baseball Club and an Ohio state senator. He formed an exploratory committee during the week to test his ability to win his state's open U.S. Senate seat. On the governor's front, Arizona Republican State Treasurer Kimberly Yee announced her campaign for the state's open chief executive slot. Cincinnati Democratic Mayor John Cranley is confirming that he will run for governor and will formally announce his candidacy in July. He hopes to challenge Republican Governor Mike DeWine. Rhode Island Governor Dan McKee assumed his current position when then-Governor Gina Raimondo resigned to become U.S. Commerce Secretary. He will not have a free ride in his 2022 Democratic gubernatorial primary, however, as Secretary of State Nellie Gorbea just announced a challenge to him for the party nomination. Rhode Island has a September primary, one of the last in the national election cycle, but the Democratic nomination is typically tantamount to victory in November. Two mayors were elected during the week. In Pittsburgh, Democratic Mayor Bill Peduto became the first Steel City chief executive since World War II to lose re-election when he fell in the party primary to State Representative Ed Gainey. Mr. Gainey will become Pittsburgh's first African-American mayor. Republicans did not even file a candidate for the November general election. In Anchorage, Alaska, Republicans converted to Democratic mayorship as conservative Dave Bronson outlasted liberal Forrest Dunbar in the ostensibly nonpartisan citywide campaign. The vote took almost 2 weeks to count, as ballots being mailed from different parts of the state and world were allowed to be received 10 days after the election. Mr. Bronson won a tight 51-49% victory. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.